Good morning. It's good to connect with you today. As you can see, I'm not in our usual room that we record in. Right now, we're visiting my parents in Southeast Kansas at Coffeyville, and this is their front yard that we're recording from today to kind of change the scenery up a little bit and also enjoy the beautiful day that is out here. Today, we continue our series on faithfulness out of the book of Deuteronomy. Today, we take a look at our memory and how our memory can be both a challenge and a help for us as we grow in faithfulness, and also reminded of the faithfulness that we receive from our God, how our God is faithful to us. Our scripture this morning is out of the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 4, verses 9 through 14. So I invite you to hear these words out of Deuteronomy. "But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children, how you once stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, 'Assemble the people for me, and I will let them hear my words, so that they may learn to fear me as long as they live on the earth, and may teach their children so.' You approached and stood at the foot of the mountain, while the mountain was blazing up to the very heavens, shrouded in the dark clouds. Then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but saw no form. There was only a voice. He declared to you his covenant, which he charged you to observe, that is, the Ten Commandments, and he wrote them on two stone tablets. And the Lord charged me at that time to teach you statutes and ordinances for you to observe in the land that you are about to cross into and occupy." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about our memories, I think about gathering with family or friends and taking that time to recall past gatherings, past events. Sometimes those memories that maybe embellish a few things to make the story a little more hilarious, a little more than it should be. Or perhaps when we tell the story, we forget certain things. We forget details that are unpleasant, details that make us look bad, or maybe make somebody else look bad, or things that were just simply unpleasant. We forget those things and try to focus on what is positive, what might lift us up. Then there are also those memories that are a challenge for us, those memories that are painful, memories that we'd rather forget but are still present. And sometimes when we gather with friends or family, we recall those events as well. When I think about our faithfulness, though, our memory plays a role in our faithfulness. It plays a part in how we move forward, how we grow in our faith. And the reason I say that, why our memory plays a role in our faithfulness and how it can both be a challenge and a help, is that when we look back as well, when we look back at our past life, the things we've done, perhaps we think about our community, the things of how they used to be, or in the church, how things used to be maybe 10, 20, 30, 50 years ago. And we start thinking of that as the baseline. That's how things should be. But the thing is, when we start looking back, and if we're really honest in our memory of looking back, either in our life as a community, life as a church, or life individually, there were challenging moments in the past. We like to focus on the things that were great, that were awesome, the things that went well. But we also have to be honest with ourselves and know that in the past, things weren't always so great. There were challenges. There were hardship. And so when we have this drive to go back to the past, this drive to go back to the way that things were, we actually may be pulling away from our faith. Instead of leaning into our faith, leaning into the future that God is calling us to live into, being shaped and moved by the Holy Spirit, we start relying on our own memory, our own experience, instead of our faith in God. Now, a help for us, though, when we think about our memory and going forward in faith, I believe is kind of pointed for us here in the scriptures, here in Deuteronomy. The scriptures here remind us of Moses. He's speaking to the people, recalling the moment in which they received the Ten Commandments. They had received the beginning of the law. And in that moment, he recalls how they were written down, how they had them in that written form. Now, I'm not saying we need to start looking back into our past and find a written history of our lives or our church or our community or any of those things right there and rely on that. But rather, when we think about our memory, we can look at the people who are part of our journey, the people who have had impact on us, those moments that drew us closer to God, those memories which had an impact on our faith. Those memories can have meaning for us. And I believe those memories can drive us forward in faith. Those are moments that we can recall God's faithfulness. Those moments in which God called us forward, moved us out of darkness, moved us away from sin and brokenness, and called us to a better future. So our memory can both be a challenge, but also an incredible blessing as we move forward in faithfulness. Now, that some of the challenge may be for us, though, is finding a balance. Where do we strike a balance with the memories that are a challenge, but also the memories that are a blessing? This, I believe, is where discernment plays a role, that gift of discernment. And also leaning into those who have that gift of discernment. So we're trying to find that way forward, that faithful way forward in our lives, especially if we're in a moment that we are struggling, trying to figure out what to do next. And certainly in the time that we're living in, we can have those moments, almost on a daily or hourly basis, depending on the day. I believe in those moments, we're called to reach out to our community, to those close to us, people that we trust, who have that gift of discernment, or even we pray for discernment, that the Holy Spirit would move in us and help us to move forward in faithfulness, leaning back into our experiences, but more importantly, leaning into the future that our God calls us to, the hope and the life that is laid out before us because of God's care and love and grace. So, brothers and sisters, when we find ourselves trying to figure out how we can take that next step, when we're feeling challenged in our faithfulness, I believe it's important for us to look back, to recall those moments in which God called us forward, in which God blessed us richly, those moments where we felt closest to God, but also to be mindful of the memories that we may be forgetting, those memories that we may think a little too rosily about, those moments which we look back with rose-colored glasses. And instead of relying on our memory solely, we lean more importantly to our faith, into God, into Christ, and into the future that the Holy Spirit is moving us into, that is speaking to us. Let us lean into the future that God has in store for us. Let us lean into the path that Christ has set forth for us, and let us be moved by the Spirit so we may be faithful in our lives going forward now in this moment and for all of our days. Amen.